Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. For many long centuries, animals and man have roamed the earth in quest for survival. Both hunted constantly to fill their needs for food, water, and shelter. And as animals and man roamed the forest and plains, they came into contact with each other, first as predators, and later as trusted companions and friends. And as both of these species evolved through the centuries, so did their relationships with one another. So today, let's talk about service animals. When you think of a service animal, you may think about dogs, and you would be right. However, you must not forget there are many other service animals who continue to help mankind. Can you guess some of them? Well, I can think of horses, oxen, yaks, cats, and camels. And then there's elephants, falcons, mongoose, and even carrier pigeons. So let's take a deeper dive into some of these wonderful service animals around the world. The most long-lasting and popular service animal around the world is arguably the dog. And you may wonder how the dog gained this honored position. Well, we must go back 200 to 400,000 years ago when gray wolves, called wolf-like canids, roamed the earth. Man was evolving at this time and was hunting, building fires, and starting settlements in caves and wooden structures in the same areas as the wolf-like canids. Man and canids started coming in contact with each other. Maybe these canids attacked man, and man hunted the canids. They both acted as wary predators. But slowly over time, the canids came closer and closer to man's settlements in search of easy food. Maybe scraps left around the fire, or small animals kept in cages like pigs and sheep. The canids slowly became more accustomed to the sight and smell of humans, and humans became more accustomed to them, sometimes leaving out scraps of food for them to build trust or stop attacks. The canids and man started to form a symbiotic or helpful relationship. The canids would use man for protection against larger animals or for food, and man would rely on canids to alert them to danger or nearby food and water sources. Over many years, some of these canids became more accustomed to and friendly with man, while others stayed wild as wolves. These friendly canids produce offspring who were then raised around humans, and humans would treat these special canids with care and attention, slowly gaining their trust and training them to do tasks like hunting and retrieving or guarding their homes and animals. Over the centuries, the canids' descendants became the domesticated dog breeds we see today. Humans then trained these dogs to be herd dogs like border collies and Australian sheepdogs, guard dogs like German shepherds, bird dogs like golden retrievers, hunting dogs like hounds and terriers, sleigh dogs like huskies, or mountain rescue dogs like St. Bernards. On every continent, specific breeds of dogs develop based on the terrain, people, and needs in that area. Ancient Egyptians revered dogs as hunters, guides, protectors, companions, and even friends in the afterlife. Egyptian pharaohs had their loyal dogs' images carved on their tombs, a symbol of the strong bond they had formed with their trusted, furry friends. Monks in the Middle Ages trained their dogs to retrieve items and turn the spit on the fire while roasting their meat. Then in the 1500s, the first reported incident of a dog guiding a blind man occurred when a German physician saw a dog guiding a blind man around the streets of Nuremberg. By the early 1900s, humans harnessed the incredible abilities of dogs, their intelligence, adaptability to training, and empathy to become guide dogs for the blind, with organizations popping up in the United States and the UK. At the same time, World War I was brewing in Europe, and dogs were sent into battle, doing everything from running messages between battle stations, carrying supplies, guarding equipment, and providing comfort to soldiers. Later during World War II, dogs were again called into service as messengers, guards, and companions, but also for digging tunnels and hunting for food in the jungles. More recently, service dogs' abilities have evolved even further than hunting, herding, protecting, and retrieving. They now provide hearing assistance for the deaf, mobile support for the disabled, medical alert notifications for diabetics and epileptics. They also are mental health companions and do search and rescue and end-of-life comfort. People now use them during flights to curb panic attacks or to paw them when they're about to experience a blood pressure drop or a seizure. The dogs fetch bottled water, pills, and blankets. Support dogs lay on the beds of the sick in the hospital to offer love and comfort. And dogs have been used around the world in numerous search and rescue operations, digging through rubble, listening for voices, and barking alerts. Dogs are also a resource to law enforcement, acting as police canines chasing and detaining criminals. I have a friend who is a canine police officer, and once we got to go watch him at a tournament, and it was a lot of fun and very impressive what these dogs can do. They can sniff out hidden bombs, people, and substances, and dogs have even been sent into space to test the safety of space exploration for humans, with Russia sending dogs into space 71 times between 1951 and 1966. But even though dogs certainly take a large share of the service spotlight, there are many wonderful creatures around the world helping man every day. Horses have been an amazing helper to humans for many centuries. In ancient Rome, they pulled golden chariots around dusty racetracks or into battle, their sturdy hooves thundering past at tremendous speed. They plowed fields in humble hamlets or raced across plains carrying fierce Native Americans hunting buffalo. They thundered hundreds of miles across the United States, delivering mail for the Pony Express, and pulled carriages, wagons, and stagecoaches over multiple continents. They delivered passengers, packages, and food. They charged into battles and raced through the night on historic rides by Paul Revere and Sybil Ludington. They are still an important service animal to many people and communities, carrying people, food, and packages, working as law enforcement horses, competing, track races, and Olympic events. Another very popular service animal is the cat. For centuries, the cat has been honored or hated, depending on the time in history. The ancient Egyptians honored cats as gods who offered protection against serpents, while other civilizations considered them the helpmates of witches. In the last couple of centuries, cats have come back in favor as service animals due to their hunting skills and night vision. They quickly eliminate rats, snakes, and mice from houses, streets, cities, and even battleships, thus curbing the spread of deadly diseases and keeping mankind safe and healthy. I've even seen videos where electricians use cats to carry wires through tunnels, since cats are so curious and love to explore dark caves and hidey holes. Or we could go to the Himalaya region, where the amazing yak has been a helpmate to humans there and other remote mountainous regions for centuries. Their large bodies, strong backs, and big lungs make them perfect for carrying heavy loads across large distances and at high altitudes. Plus, their milk is a favorite ingredient in their meals, just like we enjoy cow or goat milk. Many climbers rely on yaks to help them reach tremendous mountains, such as Everest and K2, and bring all their gear to base camp, everything from tents and food to hiking gear and medical supplies. If people had to do this all by themselves, they would be too exhausted to hike the mountain once they reached it. And just like the sturdy yak, mighty oxen have been helping people through the centuries, plowing fields, pulling wagons, and dragging heavy beams, bricks, and blocks across many continents on Earth. And we must not forget our fluffy flying friends. In the medieval ages, falcons were used by the nobility as hunting birds due to their incredible speed, strength, and eyesight. Falcons were trained to hunt and retrieve rabbits, birds, and other small creatures to add food to their table. And pigeons have been used to carry secret messages across many miles and through historic battles. People found that pigeons' long flying ability and instincts to return home made them very useful when other forms of communication were not available, such as telegrams, letters, and phones. Camels and elephants have been used in service for centuries in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. They can travel long distances, and their bodies are strong and sturdy, allowing them to carry heavy loads of supplies, timber, and people for thousands of miles across vast deserts, thick jungles, and high mountain ranges. They've been used by kings, sultans, Bedouins, and common folk for transportation and load carrying throughout history and to this day. Have you ever heard of a mongoose? In Europe, Africa, and Asia, these creatures are man's best friend when it comes to the slippery, slithery cobra. While most animals and people are frightened of cobras and their deadly bites, the mongoose has a natural component in their DNA that makes them resistant to a snake's deadly venom. Looking like a small cat or a large furry rat, they're quick and agile, with strong teeth and sharp claws, the perfect match for the striking cobra. In ancient Mesopotamia, or Asia, the mongoose was revered as a god and prayed to for protection against serpents. The mongoose has been celebrated for its life-saving abilities in stories and films, from Disney's The Jungle Book to Sherlock Holmes mysteries and The Adventure of the Crooked Man. I hope you enjoyed this episode about animals who have served through human history. If you'd like to learn more about amazing animals, listen to our other episodes, including The Midnight Ride of Sybil Ludington, Unseekable Sam the Battleship Cat, Jeep the Flying Coyote, The Life-Saving Dog Sled Race, Bobby the Wonder Dog, Gunboat Judy, and The History of Cats and Crows at Halloween. There's something for everyone, from dogs, cats, and horses to coyotes and crows. I'd love to hear from you and learn about the service animals in your life. Do you have a special cat, dog, horse, or other animals? What do you call your pet? What are your pet's special talents? If you could have one service animal, what would it be and why? A shout out to one of our newest donors, Adrian from Sandy Springs. Thanks so much for donating. If you donate using Patreon or Apple subscription, you can get access to our full catalog of episodes ad-free and get a shout out. We had a few responses, one from Elise in Bangkok, Thailand. Wow, that's all the way across the world. How fascinating. She said she'd like an episode about ice cream. That's a great idea. Ronan in Australia asked for an episode about Ned Kelly and one about Nathan Hell. Those are both great ideas too. And then we also heard from Yining in Singapore, who said, "This year I spent Halloween trick-or-treating in my neighborhood wearing my cat costume." And then she had a candy exchange during her ballet lesson, where they gave and received candy to each other. I had an unforgettable time. Thanks for letting us know about that, Yining. Singapore sounds like a fascinating place to visit, and from all the way around the world, that's very cool. Thanks for listening to this episode about service animals, and be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.